Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us here on the show to discuss an emotional week one victory in Washington is a man who played 14 seasons in the NFL, 10 of which with Washington. Made the Pro Bowl in 2005. Caught more than 7,000 yards worth of passes, nearly 50 touchdowns in his career. He's a member of the Washington Football Team Radio Network. Santana Moss joining us this morning on the show. Santana, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing great, buddy. Thanks so much for joining us. Take us inside the locker room at halftime of last week. The Washington team was facing an uphill battle against a division rival. And you had a young quarterback, apparently, in Dwayne Haskins that had an emotional speech. You had a head coach in Ron Rivera getting an IV. What was it like in there?
Well, I wish I was in there. But from what I've heard, man, you know, just a young guy stepped up and basically told the team, like, you know, this is our home. You know, last year, you know, we was them at their home, and they found a way to turn things around, you know. So basically he just tried to give, you know, the team – a little bit of what they needed at the time. I think one of the things that we can look at right now with this season, there's going to be so much going on in these first few weeks. I'm not trying to be too high or too low on some of the things that I see, because to me, watching these games, it's almost like watching a team have to go out there and play the preseason but leaving the starters in for the entire game. So it was great to see those guys respond the way they did. It was great to see them get a win. It was especially great, you know, to see them get a win, dealing with the circumstances and how they started the game. But at the same time, I'm just hoping that they can be consistently with that kind of play, and we can talk a little more about that later on during the season.
What about the challenge that faces Ron Rivera this year of not only walking into a rebuild situation, but also doing it with health complications and dealing with chemo treatments? How much of a challenge is that, and what does that say about him that he's willing to coach through it?
I mean, one of the things it says by him is basically what we all understood from day one with him. You know, he's a tough guy, you know. I'm pretty sure just from, you know, his playing years to his coaching years to now, leading up to him being a coach here in Washington, you know, proved that, you know, we didn't have to go into the season the way we've gone into it with him to prove that. He's taken everything under consideration, dealing with the simple facts of him, you know, dealing with that health matter and also with all the other things, the obstacles that he had to deal with since being a Washington football head coach. But one of the things that you can watch and gives you high hope about a coach like Ron Rivera is watching how his team plays. And I've seen that when I was playing against him when he was in Carolina. And that's to me, more gratifying than anything. It shows the team shows you definitely who's coaching them. And the way they fought and the way they played, that shows you how tough Ron Rivera is, because he has the team with the same mentality.
Santana Moss joins us this morning on the show, member of the Washington Football Radio Network. I want to ask you about being a star wide receiver and not being part of the offense, because Odell Beckham's dealing with something in Cleveland. He was targeted 10 times on Sunday, but only had 3 catches for 22 yards. And it feels like him and Baker Mayfield are definitely not on the same page. And their head coach, Kevin Stefanski, alluded to that by saying, we got to get to the bottom of this. What do you think Odell is feeling, and what does it mean when you're targeted 10 times but only come away with 3 catches for 22 yards?
I would say this. I've been a number one receiver for a long time throughout my 14 years career. And if I got 10 targets, trust me, I would have had a great outing. I know what it feels like to not be in the offense when you can do so much for an offense. This day and age, the game is a lot different. When I was playing, we ran the ball so much to where, you know, it used to be mind-blowing to me how I only could get 3 or 4 attempts a game. But I made do with what I had. I think a lot now, these guys at the wide receiver position, with the way the game is set up, they need the ball. They need, especially a guy like Odell Beckham. We've seen how he played when he was in New York, you know, with Eli. And one of the things I can say about that, being in those shoes before, I never wanted things forced. I want the ball to come in the flow of the game. Because when things are forced, you have an outing like Odell had the other day. You have drops, you have 3 catches, you don't really be a factor in the offense. So I believe that regardless of what you have in Odell, you have to establish something fluent enough with the offense before you start trying to feed the stars, trying to feed the guys who you consider your playmakers. I do believe he needs the ball. I do believe he needs some of those big chunks here and there because he can make a difference. But don't force it, because the team's coming to the game knowing that Odell's going to be effective. So they set up their defense, a structure to make sure that they prevent that. So if it's not there, don't, you know, go to the next guy. And I think that's the way you have to play the game. Trust me, I've been in those shoes, and I just always say, if I didn't have a good game but we won, I was okay, because I didn't want things forced. I wanted the ball thrown to me when I was open.
So that's really interesting. As you said, if you had 3 or 4 targets a game, you made the most of those targets. If Odell's getting 10 targets a game, is he doing something wrong if he's only got 3 catches for 22 yards?
No, not necessarily, because you got to understand something. I've had a bunch of quarterbacks, too, and it's been plenty of games where I've had more targets and didn't have the catches to add up with it. And it's all depending on how that quarterback getting the ball to you now. Some of those balls not hitting his hands, he can't do nothing about it. You know, you can throw the ball at me 30 times, and if I come up with 5 catches and have 100-something yards, you're going to say, well, oh, man, he should have had 20. You know, the ball has to, you know, touch me for you to say that I'm the problem. I should have had the ball, or I should have made more plays. So you have to look at how those balls are being thrown, or are they in double coverage? Are they, you know, just thrown in his direction? All that stuff comes into play.
Let me ask you about the personal relationship between a quarterback and a wide receiver. Does it matter? You played with a lot of quarterbacks. Did it matter?
Yeah.
That
no.
Guys trusted one another or had friendships in terms of how it produced on the field?
Trust, yes. Friendship, no. You know, it doesn't matter in that locker room totally if any of those guys are friends. You know, when you're working, when you're at your job, everyone's there for, you know, one job, you know, to make sure that we can do our best to make sure that this company runs well. And we do the best for our company. So that's the same way in the NFL locker room. You know, we all here with one common goal, is to win a championship. Whether we like each other or not, as long as we go out here and do what's assigned to us, then we should have a chance to do that. I played with so many quarterbacks, I barely knew their girlfriend's name or their kid's name. But they can trust and know that they had a guy in me that was going to go out there and do my job well. So therefore, I trust in them to get me the ball because they know that of me, the way I work, the way I come to work, and the way I handle my business. That's all that's needed to be done. And that's all the kind of – that's the only thing that I believe players need when it comes to having enough communication, when it comes to friendships or not. You don't really need friends to go out there and work efficiently together.
Santana Moss joins us this morning on the show. So that's super interesting. Do you think that maybe that's the disconnect, that right now Odell and Baker Mayfield don't have a mutual trust with one another?
I don't really think it's – I'm not sure. I'm not there. You know what I mean? I don't want to say that they don't have the trust, because to me, I believe that Baker Mayfield thinks highly of Odell. You know, he said it plenty of times. And to me, I believe that they're trying to do things to make sure Odell's happy. But that's not going to make the offense successful. I think Odell has to be Odell, but in the flow of the game. You know, you can't just force it because he's Odell Beckham. Make sure that you can get the matchups offensively, have that offensive coordinator be creative enough to make sure when Odell gets that single coverage matchup or that matchup when that defense is sleeping, give him the ball. Now, that's easy to be said than done, but if you want to get a guy like Odell started, you give him a couple of balls early where there's a slip screen here, a slant here, a hitch here, and the best coverage that they're giving you, and I allow him to get in the flow like that. But I don't see you forcing a guy, you know, the ball and not thinking about your offense as a whole. I think you have to establish the run and the pass. And with all that being said, you have a guy on the other side in Landry that, you know, we don't talk about that much. And he's going out there and catching 5 or 6 catches a game and doing it well. And we see nothing about that. But we look at Odell because we saw how powered and the style of play that he showed you in New York. I think also you have to look at the quarterback. You know, people take for granted what a quarterback does for a receiver. I don't, because I knew I had plenty of them, and I remember the years when I didn't have great seasons that I considered great seasons because the quarterback wasn't that kind of quarterback to know to come to me at the right time. So I think that's something where we had to pay attention also. You know, it's Baker Mayfield, that kind of quarterback that's going to make an Odell Beckham.
Santana Moss joins us from the Washington Football Radio Network. Excellent stuff. Final question, Santana. Everybody's talking about Tom Brady's lack of production on Sunday. Did you think he looked old on Sunday?
No, it's preseason. That's the first preseason game. I mean, that's how we have to look at it, you know, to be honest with you. Like, you know, I laugh nowadays because I wouldn't want to play right now in today's game. It's so much criticism coming from the different, you know, shows that's on the TV, the radio outlets. You know, when I played, you know, I didn't want to hear none of that stuff. I didn't want to see none of that stuff. Now, being an analyst, I have to watch some of this stuff because I like to watch it and just hear about different teams. And I kind of watch it also just to study and see how other guys do their job that I'm doing. But when I hear some of this stuff, man, let these guys play. But I understand because we have to talk also. That's our job. We have to talk about some of these things. And, you know, it's good TV and it's good radio. But trust me, Tom Brady is Tom Brady. He's in an entire new offense with a whole heap of new weapons. This is the first preseason game. They didn't have an offseason. They didn't have nothing. So the little things that he did do during a quarantine time when they weren't supposed to, that's not going to get those guys caught up and be hitting on all cylinders come week one. And to me, like I said, I look at all these games this past weekend like the first preseason game. After 4 games, that's when the team starts settling down, knowing what they have, and then you'll see things rolling a little differently.
Santana Moss, Washington Football Team's radio network. He's part of it. They won on week one. He was a Pro Bowler. He caught nearly 8,000 yards worth of footballs in his 14-season decorated career. Great stuff this morning on the show. Santana, this was fantastic, man. Thank you so much for doing it. Best of luck this weekend on the Washington broadcast, and hopefully we'll catch up again.
No doubt, man. Thank you, guys. Anytime. Give me a holler.
Got it. I appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.